Christine up next in St. Paul, Minnesota, listening to us on Faith 90.7 FM. Christine, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello. Well, you asked for something practical. So my husband and I had someone do a retirement calculation for us so that we knew approximately how many more years we needed to work until we reached a goal where we could live on the income that we had. And we know a minimum of 5 years, but it's looking more like 10 years of work before we can retire. But I know that there are Christians who think, well, in Matthew, Jesus said, he clothes the lilies of the field and the birds of the air. How much more will he clothe you, O men of little faith? And so that means that if I'm doing a retirement calculation, I must have a little bit of faith. And I don't think that the Lord meant that, because he definitely wants us to be productive. I know you also mentioned 1 Timothy, and I look at the one in 1 Timothy that says if you don't provide for your family, you actually deny the faith, and you're worse than a non-believer. So those are parallel things that you've got to piece together. You don't want to walk in constant fear, but you are responsible for the 2 feet that you stand on. And so we've taken that active step to look ahead and plan ahead. And they said, well, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Look at all the Supreme Court decisions. And all. Look, I'm just trying to follow Jesus the best way I know how. Yeah. And I think Christians need a bit of encouragement to step forward and do the best they can to provide for themselves and for their future, knowing that God is in control.
Yeah. No, I think that's right. And listen, I appreciate the call very much, Christine. Thanks very much. I love the, how did she say this? We can't carry the weight of the world, but we're responsible for the 2 feet we stand on. Yes, that's kind of the design for, oh, I don't know, the family, for the well-being of the individual person. You know, I'm responsible for me. And as a husband and a father, I'm responsible for my dependents and what goes on in my household. And beyond that, to the extent that I'm able to, I need to be charitable and supportive of people in the broader community who can't stand on their own 2 feet, people within the church, and so forth. That's kind of how the hierarchy of priorities works. And I appreciate what she's saying there about the doing a retirement assessment or calculation. That was the term she used, retirement calculation. Speaking of which, and I've got some material that's going up at austinsbigworld.com about this, but we are headed into a period of retirement crises, not just here in the United States of America, but worldwide.